Available on demand. This is with George Bettinger, Steve Mendoza, Groucho Marx, W.C. Fields, Mae West. It's a fan favorite. Hey, wasn't I on that show, Lady Joe? I think I was. All right. So today's guest, very excited to have this lovely woman, lovely family, the cutest boys ever. Okay. And just a darn nice family. And she, if you're in the East Village, this is the place to go. S-Mac. It's Sarita's Macaroni and Cheese. Sarita Ikea came up with the idea of creating a restaurant dedicated exclusively to macaroni and cheese. And then came S-Mac. Okay, on June 24, 2006, 9 months after the idea was conceived, you can tell she's a mom, S-Mac opened its doors offering 10 variations of macaroni and cheese. Sarita manages the day-to-day operations of the restaurant as well as its finances, payroll, and vendor relations. She also studied improvisational comedy and performs regularly at the Magnet Theater in New York. Her website is www.eatsmac.com. Eatsmac.com. So what we're going to do now is slow down. I only had one cup of coffee. And we're going to bring her on. I'm going to open up her mic. Let's hear from Sarita. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that was fun. Boy, I feel like we're in the apocalyptic movie. Don't go outside, and now there'll be a hurricane, and now it never ends.
I know, right?
But anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, it's great. Happy holidays. Your boys are so cute. They are just too darn cute. I want to put them in my pocket. Anyway, let's talk about this. Let's talk about Sarita's Mac and Cheese. Always a line out the door. And you're currently open, which is amazing, and you're doing wonderful things for the community. So let's go back a little bit. I know you also have a science degree, correct? Can I see that?
Yeah, I'm actually a mechanical engineer, yes. I studied that and worked as that for a number of years before getting into this restaurant world.
That is so amazing. So many people I talk to, I just spoke with a – I did a interview with a woman who directed a documentary about her father, and she was a scientist on top of it too. So it's amazing scientists go into different fields, but it's great. So tell us a little backstory. I know you have 2006. Now you started out as an engineer, but then how did you transition to this?
Were you working as an engineer
and decided?
So basically, my husband Caesar and I were living in Manchester, New Hampshire at the time, both working. He's an electrical engineer. We were both working in our respective fields. I was working for a biomedical company. He was working for a software startup. And we used to come to New York regularly, like maybe even once a month or so, even if it was just for the day. And we loved it here. So we just told each other, you know, shortly after we got married, we're like, we definitely need to move to New York one day. And so it was May of 2000, Memorial Day weekend of 2005, and we were driving back from New York City, and we're like, you know what? We just keep saying that. Let's just, so we gave both of our companies quite a bit of notice, and then we moved July 31st, 2005, intending to move to New York City and pick up engineering jobs because that's what we knew and that's what we did. So we landed a sublet in the East Village, which was just the best thing ever because we love this neighborhood so much. And not knowing the neighborhoods before we even lived here, so I think we lucked out there. And we just started eating out like crazy because it's New York City, and why not, right? Everything's here.
Yeah.
And so we were interviewing for engineering jobs, and the market was good. This is, you know, summer of 2005. It was a good market, and we promised each other that we've already made this kind of bold, what felt like a bold move in our lives to quit our job, our, you know, our pretty secure jobs in a small town in New Hampshire and come to the big city. So we said, we're going to either get jobs we love, or when we run out of savings, we'll just take whatever jobs that were offered, you know? So we were getting some really good job interviews. Yeah. That was our pact with each other. That was our deal.
That was your plan.
Yeah, that was the plan. So we were getting some job interviews. Both of our companies actually were really good. We had some remote work in the meantime, too. So we had some available cash flow coming in. And we just were enjoying New York that summer. Like, you know, we were here July 31st, August. We just started started eating out three meals a day. And we said, we have to stop this. It's getting a little bit hard on the waistline. But we did walk everywhere, which was good. So we were just finding a lot of these niche restaurants at the time, you know, especially in the East Village, in the Village, West Village, Lower East Side. And we were at what was the Peanut Butter Company on Sullivan Street, and we were eating PB&J sandwiches, which at the time we were shocked that there was a place that did that. But of course, there was a place that did that. You know, we were new New Yorkers, right? And I said to Caesar, I said, wouldn't it be great if there was a place that just did PB&J, grilled cheese, and mac and cheese. And then we just looked at each other like, oh, mac and cheese. That's the next place we're going to eat lunch at, is the mac and cheese place. And we started just kind of looking around. And there weren't all those online resources that there are today. There was something called Chowhound, which was like a message board of foodies and whatnot. But we found out there was no place anywhere, like not even in New York, anywhere that just did different types of mac and cheese. And so it was one of those things, we just couldn't let go of the idea. And literally, like you said, 9 months later, we opened up Smack. This is pre-kid. Smack is our first kid, like gestation period equal to having a child. So this was our first baby. 9 months later, we brought into this world, and that's going to be 14 years this coming June.
Wow. And did you have a background in cooking? Or how did you, because I know you have a lot of, tell us about some of the recipes, because there's some very creative things you have going on there. I know you have bites and you have meals, and right now you conveniently have meals to go, so people can order outside the store and take it and go. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we've always done to go and dine in and delivery. We started new frozen kits. Actually, the new thing we started in the past couple of weeks, just so people could stock their freezers, or, you know, they could just feel comfortable putting something away and being able to pull it out a few weeks later. We have frozen kits now, which that's a new thing, but we've always been able to do to go. And now these days, that's all we're allowed to do is to go and delivery. Right. So that's our business right now. But yeah, the recipes, we don't have a background. I don't have a background in culinary school or anything like that. My husband and I both love to cook. We, you know, we don't have that problem in the house as to who's cooking dinner. We both are always up for that, experimenting in the kitchen. I think our engineering backgrounds definitely have come into play, because now we just kind of say we deal in food science. So our restaurant's very allergen friendly. We can do everything gluten free. We do vegan, and that's all kind of been like our engineering background, you know, coming into place, experimenting with things, seeing what works, food properties, and cooking is, yeah, you know, honest. I'll be honest with you. You can literally turn almost anything into a mac and cheese. We had a wasabi ginger special we ran many years ago, but you know, anything can be turned into a mac and cheese.
And I love that. I mean, it's such a friendly atmosphere. If you look in the scroll, you'll see the picture of the inside of it. It's such a friendly atmosphere too, and I see a lot of young people there. It is just like the comfort food of all time. Do you serve it in something interesting? You serve it stainless steel pans, I'm seeing? What am I seeing that they're served in?
Oh, yeah, we serve in cast iron skillets. That was my husband's idea before we opened. We were trying to find something, you know, very, again, comforting. And we loved the skillets, so we went with that. And it was amazing. Like, when we first opened our doors, we really believed in that, doing that. But the amount of people, and this is pre-Instagram, right? The amount of people taking photos of those skillets, we're like, oh, wow, people are really resonating with the skillets, because it really does come out of the oven bubbling. And so when we were designing our takeout packaging, that was a whole other engineering project, because we're like, we need to find something that keeps the integrity of our food. So when we first opened, we had it just in regular aluminum to-go pans. We're like, nope, this isn't going to cut it. So it took us almost like a whole other year to actually figure out how we can transport and keep the integrity of our food, like we
Again,
serve it in
there
the restaurant.
Comes in the science. There comes your science background, because the cast iron keeps it hot.
It keeps it hot, yeah, and it's just yeah, exactly. That's it. It's very bubbly. People have to wait a little bit actually before they dive into that.
Yeah, because it keeps it hot. But that's what's so great about it, because mac and cheese is like, as you know, it's scoopness. So as it chills, it's like, oh no, it's cold. And the best part of it is
exactly.
It's hot. So that is so amazing. And so I want to know how you and your husband came together on it. I can't agree on anything with my husband. How do you come together and say, yeah, let's do this? Let's throw our careers. Let's just say, forget about that college education. Let's make mac and cheese. How did you come about with that?
So we both really believed in the idea. I think it was already – something was brewing within us to open our own business. We did know we wanted to do that. We wanted to create a quality of life for when we had kids, to be able to spend time with them and create our own schedules. That was a big thing for us. We just thought it would be in the engineering realm, because that's what we were trained to do. So when I came up with this idea and we both couldn't stop thinking about it, we were like, let's see. And it really was something that just neither of us could let go of. So we both wanted to try. We both have the entrepreneurial spirit. And the nice thing also, I think, which helps a lot, Ansi, is we both have very different strengths. So, yeah, it can be super challenging, even like 14 years later, super challenging, because I am in business with my husband. Not only now do we share the business, we have two kids that we're raising. And so we have to confer on everything. But we've made it work, and it's been good. It's been good for us.
But you do have two wonderful kids, and I think it's, but that he, I mean, you cook together, and now with everything going on in New York, and oh, it's you again, you know, you're confined. I actually have a song I've written about that somewhere about that being trapped alone and a mom trying to escape. But it's great. And then also I saw that I see Whoopi Goldberg in a picture. Tell us that story.
Yeah, so we were at the New York City Food and Wine Festival. We've done that a couple of years. There's one event specifically called the Chicken Coop that we've been asked to participate in. So we serve up our buffalo chicken mac and cheese there. And Whoopi Goldberg was actually one of the judges. Like, she would go and taste test to everyone's chicken recipe. And we had gotten wind that she doesn't like spicy food. So thank goodness we did, because we had to we made a separate dish for her to taste test, because that just would have been awful. You know, Whoopi Goldberg comes by and you give her something that she can't even eat. Right. And then she has to continue on. So who knows what spicy food does to her? And then she would have to continue down the line. And yet, so I was like, thank goodness we found that out ahead of time.
Oh, wow. All right. Now tell us what you're doing too, because you've got a great charity thing going on. All right. And how this has been great. I think you've delivered over 500 meals so far to the hospital staff.
Yeah,
is that correct? Am I
so
in the right number?
So we've done over 350, and we have 500 plus lined up starting today. Actually, as soon as I jump off this call, I'm off to Brooklyn with 100 meals to SUNY there.
Wow.
So yeah, so we are.
So how can people contribute? Tell us how they can. Tell us what's
sure.
the how to do this. Okay.
Yeah. So we've been asking for people to donate or buy gift cards to SMAC and then donate them back to us. And then we apply it to hospital deliveries. Because right now, as I'm sure you know, and many people know, that small business is struggling too. And as much as we'd love to donate these many meals on our own, we just don't have the means to do it right now because our business is down, 50, 60, 70% some days. So,
and you have employees too on top of it. Yes.
We've been able to keep on most of our employees, which is great. Some of them are just on a little bit of a reduced shift load, but we've kept on 90% of our employees, thank goodness.
Wow.
And so for the hospital deliveries, that's actually just been kind of a glimmer of hope, just to see how grateful and gracious these frontline workers are. So you can go to our website, which is www.eatsmac.com. You can purchase a gift card. Everything's outlined right there. You can purchase a gift card and just email it to us, catering@eatsmac.com, and then we apply it basically to the next order that needs funds to go out. So we've lined up everything for this week, and now we're looking to start lining up donations for next week. So keep them coming because we are trying to hit as many hospitals as possible, not just in Manhattan.
Awesome. You also have you also have a Facebook page they can go to, don't you?
We do. So our
SMAC has a Facebook page?
Yeah. So our handle is the same on all of our social media. It's EatSMAC, so @EATSMAC. You can see all of our posts there. We'd love to hear from you. We are, just trying to do what we can in this trying time. We're all just trying to manage day by day, and whatever we can give back to people who are risking their lives for us, we're trying to help them.
And if you go to the Facebook page, and it's SMAC, right? SMAC is the page. You can see some very, and what does it say? I can't read what it says on the bag. What does it say on the bag with the hearts on it?
Oh, so, and some people who are, they're donating their gift cards, they're allowed to write a message on the gift card. So I've compiled some of the messages and just put them on the bag so the healthcare workers can actually read what people are saying. Because, there's some beautiful messages that are coming through. And they're not for the restaurant, they're for the healthcare workers. So we wanted to somehow pass them along. So I'm printing off different pages with different messages that are coming from everyone who's donating.
And if you go to SMAC, you can actually see through the mask that they're wearing the happiness, just that somebody's saying thank you, that the one thing they don't, these healthcare workers don't have to think about is where am I getting lunch? What am I eating for lunch? It's like, what a blessing that is to do that for them. And I see you have frozen mac and cheese kits. Woo! That's fun.
Yeah.
So you can they could call it in, walk by your store and just pick it up outside, right?
Exactly.
Right
at the doors. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the photos of the nurses. Oh, Tish Hassel, look at that Mac. Wow. and you're seeing it, and it's right there. It's got a cooler outside. Those are for the packaged ones, right?
Yeah,
you got a cooler by the door.
Do I see
the frozen ones? So if you want it for ready, or you just want to stack up in your freezer, Stuyvesant Town, you can walk by. It's only a couple blocks away. If you happen to be having to do that one walk that I do, everything in one day, that's also great to do. Let's give them that website again.
Sure, it's www.eatsmac.com.
Eat smack. Yes. Who would think smack would mean something these days? Mac and cheese. But it's
exactly.
All great too.
Yeah.
And it's and also you have some listeners listening in here. Let's see, from Colorado, you have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters listening in. Hey, Betty Jo. I don't know how it's going in Pueblo, but if you want and you want to contribute, you can help out by getting a gift card from Cerritos to go to the nurses here in our neighborhood and here. And for doing that, if you want to, Betty Jo, I'm going to shamelessly promote you right now. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This week, she'll be featuring comedians. You can also purchase Betty Jo Tucker's books on Amazon, Cinema Stanzas 1 and 2, and It Had to Be Us. Also, you can watch the movie based on her book, A Life's True Story. It's called Cake, A Love Story, available on Amazon, and I am in the last 10 minutes of that movie. So you might want to check it out. All right, so anybody, Betty Jo, if you want to pass this information on, that would be great to your fellow listeners. That would be awesome. Our Gail Parento from Parento Guidance. And who else is there? Somebody at the people are emailing me because my chat room is not working. Oh, Alyssa from Live Climate. That's amazing. Next year you'll have that concert, Alyssa, and I will talk to Gail about how we can promote it again. All right, there you go. So you see that there. Now, I want you to tell, because now they know it's mac and cheese, but they don't know how many varieties of mac and cheese you have. So give us a little rundown.
Sure. So we've got a list of Sarita's recommendations, which we have 13 varieties. I've got a Philly cheesesteak mac. I've got a masala mac, which, you know, both of my husband and I have Indian roots, so we were like, we had to bring that into the menu. We've got buffalo chicken, a four cheese classic, Mediterranean, a Parisian, which is kind of our highfalutin one with brie and shiitake mushrooms and rosemary and figs. Garden light. Yeah, we've got pretty much anything to cover all tastes. However, if the recommendations don't suit you, then we also have a full build your own menu where you can choose from 15 different cheeses, a bunch of different meats and herbs, vegetables, hot sauce, whatever you want to throw in there.
Wow. That's amazing. And you also have bites too. Like, say if somebody's having a party, they could call it, not a party, you can't have a party, but say you want to, like, pretend with your inbound family, we're going to eat something different tonight. You can like, make recommendations for that, too. You can say, oh, here's a great selection. Do you have kids? Do you have this? What's good for the kids? Because we've got Stuyvesant Town moms listening.
I would say still are all American, which is American and cheddar. That's, like, kind of the, you can't go wrong with the kids, but I would, now that, like, our regular customers have been coming for many years, we've got kids who will now venture out. Like, even my kids now will, they like the Alpine, which is Gruyere with chunks of bacon in it. My little guy loves the cheeseburger. But, you know, they've been eating the masala too, and they admit they do like that now. So I'm thinking, you know what? I think it's great to start the kids off with, like, the all-American and four cheese. But over time, you can definitely get them to branch out.
I think I saw on Facebook your sons just started cooking for you.
They did, thank goodness. You know, having kids home and having to feed them three meals a day, it's and working full time. I mean, I know there's so many other parents who are feeling this right now. So the kids have taken an interest in cooking, and I have taken them up on that. And we let them, you know, we let them do it. I it's taken a load off my back for sure.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it takeout only, or do you have delivery?
We do have delivery. We do delivery through all of the, you know, many delivery partners in the city, Uber Eats, Seamless, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, you name it, we're on those platforms.
Oh, okay. So there is delivery, but if you're in the Stuyvesant Town area, it's give us the address, by the way. Yeah, let's do the address.
Sure. It's 197 First Avenue. It's right on the corner of 12th Street. We're bright orange. You can't miss us.
You can't miss it. And I might add that you are, amongst other things, besides being a scientist, a restaurateur, you are an improvisational actress. Tell us the name of your group.
Yeah, so I have an all-female South Asian group. We're called Not Your BB, which means not your wife. And we have been having a lot of fun. we're continuing our practices, at least on Zoom these days. So I'm still getting to do some virtual improv, but improv has been, you know, it's been such a joy. I started doing this in 2017, and it's brought so much happiness to my life that I can't stop it.
Oh, my God. I started it in 1979. That's how long I've been doing it.
And still going strong.
I love
Nancy.
It. I'm trying. Even if it's a performance for one. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I built my own backdrop today using two mic stands and a curtain rod and some fabric. That might be fun for your sons to do.
It looks great, salt,
honey. Oh, it's terrific. Well, this has been great. Let's give that website one more time, Sarita, because this is great work you're doing, and I want to encourage everyone who's listening to please buy a gift card. And it means our first responders, our people on the front line, take one thing off their plate, people. Take one little thing off their plate. On a day like today, if they have to leave the hospital in this hurricane to go have dinner, and today Sarita's delivering some to some people. So this is amazing thing she's doing. Keep up the good work, Sarita, Caesar. Where's the boys? Paran, Dashan, everybody. Keep up the good work and support our local stores, everyone. Support them. Even if you're not local, support them. And anyway, you've been a great guest. Can you believe that you've been on for like almost a half hour?
I mean, I can talk to you all day. Yeah, all day, Nancy. I can do this all day with you.
All right, maybe we'll do it again, but we'll definitely promote this. Stuyvesant Town Moms, if you're listening, Sarita's a great mom, and her kids are great artists, by the way. They have turned our floor, I don't know about your kids if you're looking for something to do, turned our floor into an art gallery by hanging these great photos, and not photos, pictures that they've drawn on our doors, and it just means so much to us shut-ins with who aren't around our family right now. So anyway, thank you for that. I'm going to thank you, Sarita, for being a guest on today's show, What's the Buzz New York? And I got to give you a quote, Blog Talk Radio, What's the Buzz New York? Sounds smack. It's all about the love. Okay. Thank you so much, and I'll play us off. I'm trying to find a mom song for you because, okay, here we go. I'll play us off on a mom song. Here's what we can't do but what we used to like to do. Thank you, Sarita, for being a guest. Okay.
Thanks, Anthony.
Here it comes. This is for you. After a week of attending to everyone else's needs, a mommy's night out becomes almost whatever, and you just have a nice glass of wine and some Sarita's mac and cheese for dinner and pretend it's a night out. Okay, thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. And don't forget, tonight you can watch my television show, three channels in Manhattan and on the internet at www.mnn.org, channel 2, 7 p.m., The Nancy Lombardo Show. Yeah, I'm everywhere. I know. Thank you. What a great guest. Remember, if you can buy those gift cards, please do. It's all about sending love out there. All right. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.